Well, good morning. It's Day Page for Thursday, June 13th, 2013. Snoopergate, with guest host Edward Snowden, remains on the road in Hong Kong, as far as we know. Those who are mindless supporters of government are howling that he's a traitor, even though his revelations were secret like the Emperor's New Clothes were flattering. In fact, that fable, the Emperor's New Clothes, is becoming relevant more and more often with our leaders and government, who seem to be living in a fantasy land where they are king. You know, by the way, there's a Disney Golden Book edition of that fable, The Emperor's New Clothes, for those with challenged reading skills. Pick one up for a friend. They can sometimes be found at the supermarket, just for a few bucks. What a deal. In the meantime, we suggest that if it is news for you and you're just climbing out from under your rock now, that you dig that we're living in a totalitarian surveillance state, and that you start thinking about your short to medium time survival in it. And if you're pumped up now, please call and vent 646-450-5477, 646-450-KISS. Ooh, I'd love to kiss you, because I can't see you. Now to today's daily news. The stop and frisk lawsuit may lead to a federal monitor for the New York Police Department. Attorney General Eric Holder is at odds with Police Commissioner Raymond Kelly and Mayor Bloomberg, and all three of them are certainly odd fellows, aren't they? The journalist who helped Edward Snowden out himself with respect to the NSA stuff brands Representative Pete King a devoted terrorism supporter. Glenn Greenwald of The Guardian wrote in a Twitter post, "Only in America can a renowned and devoted terrorism supporter like Peter King be the arbiter of national security and treason." How awesome is that? The journalist who helped reveal NSA's secret cell phone surveillance program accused Representative King of New York of supporting terrorism as the feud among national security hawks and privacy advocates further heats up. That's kind of retarded. Mayor Bloomberg attacks Styrofoam in his latest crusade. Even as Mayor Bloomberg's large soda ban faces an uncertain future, his honor is moving ahead with the next target on his do not sell list, and that is Styrofoam. The NSA director says massive listening to telephone surveillance helped stop dozens of attacks. Most remarkable was that he said that this happened while tripping. And on what, we ask? Yes, the head of the National Security Agency said Wednesday that his agency's controversial telephone and internet surveillance programs have helped to thwart dozens of terror plots and operations since he started taking LSD after a wild Coke party at the office a few months ago. And Google is working on Google Glass for contacts. For those who can't or won't wear glasses, the work is being subsidized by the NSA, because their ultimate goal is to get inside your head, and they figure that getting on your eyeball is a good start. And I've had just about enough, as you can tell. Some of that's from the daily news. Some of that is just from my warped sense of humor. But either way, that's Day Page for today. Day Page archives are at daypage.net. We bookface at facebook.com/radioinfoweb. We tumble at radioinfoweb.tumblr.com. We ingest millions of emails from innocent citizens at radio@infoweb.net. We tweet at radioinfoweb, and we take phone calls of all kinds and religions, creeds, and colors at 646-450-5477, 646-450-KISS. I'm Rex Latchford. And I'm a kisser. And I'll return to the planet's surface tomorrow for another Day Page. Until then, remain where you are and follow verbal commands issued by government authorities. Open your doors only to police.